I heard the funniest story last night.
Yeah?
We went to dinner with the new couple for the groom, my new son-in-law's birthday, and they were I got to talking to him about a funny thing that I noticed, and that was during the ceremony, the exchanging of rings.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why was your best man jacking around with the little fake ring bearer pillow? Because it was like he was trying to take the rings off of the pillow.
Okay.
And, you know, they're just fake. And I thought that was so weird. And he goes, no, we forgot the rings. We didn't have the rings. Apparently, the photographer. Yeah. So he was trying to pull the fake rings off of the pillow. And that's what they actually got married with.
Oh,
The little plastic rings that go on the ring bearer pillow.
Yeah.
Because the photographer had taken their rings to take photos of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And apparently, the photographer put them back in, like, Eric's bag. I guess Eric, in all the confusion, didn't think, oh, something, you know, I need to take care of that. Or
he
assumed his best man went and got him or whatever. But I know the maid of honor, which was my other daughter, Casey, was standing up there and I was like, why isn't she giving Callie Eric's ring? It was just all very weird. So I was asking them about that. That's what happened. So they actually got married with the little plastic ring.
They used the prop rings, the stunt rings.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So it still counts, right?
Oh, I hope so. But we told them, we said, well, y'all have to keep those. And like every year on your anniversary, put them back on.
Yeah, guys. I mean, you're supposed to lose your wedding ring after you get it, not before you actually get it.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.